The food and grocery sector fears thousands of jobs could be at risk amid soaring energy prices. The industry celebrated a boost in employment last financial year, but gas and electricity prices have been rising ever since, hitting businesses hard. And that's prompted calls for a new code of conduct for energy retailers. Here's regional affairs reporter Lucy Barber.
Meat processing is a big employer in rural Australia, but gas and electricity prices are making it hard to keep people in jobs.
We have one lamb processor in Victoria who is seeing close to $600,000 to $1 million increase in energy prices in a year.
Patrick Hutchinson is the General Manager of the Meat Industry Council, which represents retailers, processors and small goods manufacturers.
In Victoria, we were seeing a number of sheep plants that are closing. We've seen a major domestic beef processing plant go in Ipswich with 500 jobs. We're seeing processors reducing shifts.
The new head of the Food and Grocery Council is equally concerned.
Look, I think absolutely there's the potential for thousands of job losses in food and grocery manufacturing.
Tanya Barton is worried her industry's export potential could be at risk. Today she's releasing the Food and Grocery Council's annual State of the Industry report. The sector employed 7,000 more people last financial year, but Tanya Barton fears energy price rises could lead to a dramatic change next year.
So businesses at the moment are facing a profit squeeze. They're going to need to consider whether or not they retain their jobs and investments here or whether they look to move offshore.
She's nervous about what past research has shown.
We found that there would be a 14,500 loss of jobs across manufacturing broadly, not just food and grocery. And price levels at the moment are above what was modelled.
It's why she's calling for energy retailers to sign up to a voluntary code of conduct to govern the relationship between energy retailers and their customers. She says it'd boost competition and lead to fairer, more flexible contracts.
For manufacturers, if you're purchasing gas and you're doing that on a take-or-pay contract, then you're liable for that gas whether or not you use it.
Patrick Hutchinson from the Meat Industry Council says regional businesses would benefit.
If we look at our retail and small goods manufacturers, key areas are if you're in a mall, well, that's great because the large mall can do the negotiation. But if you're a single standing shop, if you're in a regional location, you sometimes struggle for competition. And that's the key thing. It's really gaming markets around competition.
These two groups suggest the Competition and Consumer Commission could be made responsible for enforcing a code of conduct. The ACCC's chairman, Rod Sims, is open to the idea, but says plenty of regulation already exists.
Regional Affairs reporter Lucy Barber.